What really makes us better people is our capacity to question the status quo to achieve positive change. If you are seeking to adopt new habits, to learn about a kind lifestyle, low-waste living, and speaking up for justice, you have come to the right place. Together, we will make the switch that will light up this world. I'm Morgan, and I'm happy to welcome you on this journey. Hello, beautiful souls, and welcome to this new episode of the Positive Switch podcast. Today, I want to talk about a quite hot topic at the moment, one that's talked a lot on the different medias. And I basically want to kind of give you, a message to take home from what I've realized, what I've witnessed, and things that just pop through my mind during this period of time of isolation as well. And things that I think we should definitely learn from this virus. For maybe some of you who didn't know, like other infectious diseases and viruses, the coronavirus stems from animal abuse, and in this case, from wildlife animals in China, in open markets, and more precisely from pangolins, which the Chinese apparently fancy to eat. So as a consequence, because obviously China has realized, oh fuck, maybe we should stop, or at least in the moment where this virus is there, while the virus is there, maybe we should stop consuming those wild animals. So they banned the wild animal consumption there, and I think exportation as well. You might have heard of the swine flu, the bird flu, Ebola, SARS. The only reason for these viruses is animal abuse and animal consumption, just like in the case of the coronavirus. Because people feel so superior to other species that they feel entitled to enslave them and kill them for the sake of their selfish taste pleasure. And this happens to then lead us to such pandemics. So that's definitely one first point that we should really consider. Like, do we really want to keep abusing animals and consuming their corpses and secretions if it's at the cost of such harm and of such suffering? And because I'm talking about suffering now, I really like this quote that I heard from the first time from the mouth of Earthling Ed. When we exploit others, everyone suffers. And literally, you can see it everywhere. Everyone is suffering right now. Maybe in different degrees, more or less. But what we can really witness, what we can acknowledge, is that whether we're locked down, infected or not, dying or not from this virus, we are suffering. A lot of people are in stress, in fear, anxiety, and despair. We suffer from not having the right to do what we would like to do, and we suffer from not having the right to do what we usually do. We suffer from not being able to breathe the fresh air and feeling the sunshine on our skin. And that's, in fact, one basic right that's denied to billions of other animals every year. And animals are also severely suffering right now. Thousands of them are being slaughtered every day. Some are shredded alive on the first day of their life. Some are gassed alive in gas chambers. Yes, you've heard it, gas chambers. It might sound familiar, right? Or some are even buried and burned alive. Right now, though, what I think is really interesting and what we can definitely learn is we are experiencing the victim situation. We are right now in the same position in the victim's shoes. So we might finally maybe grasp what it's like to be in the victim's position. And it certainly isn't pleasant or convenient when you're forced to stay in the same space for days and days. Or even when you're forced to maintain a certain distance from other people, from other individuals, in order to not catch the virus. But think about the thousands, the billions of animals who are confined on the same concrete floor for the rest of their miserable small life, confined on those concrete floors in their own urines and feces and vomit, confined in tiny cages on top of each other where they get to be pooped on their head from other individuals above them. And they're forced to live like this for the rest of their short, miserable life. And they have no say in this. They're forced to live in promiscuity, pressed against strangers, sometimes having to face others' anuses. So we basically force them to become sick. We force those animals to develop bacteria, diseases, and viruses like the coronavirus because of the conditions we put them in. So what we have to understand is there's no way we can improve their conditions while having animal farming being sustainable. You cannot put such masses of individuals in the same spot and not expect that they develop bacteria and viruses. And it's definitely just not sustainable because we're just too many people on this planet to feed. So why can't we just learn from this? Because obviously it's not the first time it's happened. And maybe just stop risking having a pandemic every couple of years by just sticking to the plant-based foods. And obviously you don't get this kind of virus from growing plants. But now more than ever, I also realize how we are the one and single invasive species on this planet. When you look, for example, in some medias, they've shared that in Italy, there are dolphins who are now coming to the canals in Venice. And also different other animal species are repopulating or coming back to some areas where they hadn't been seen for a while. And suddenly when humankind kind of like is in standby, like when everything just pause, well, we see the true abundance of nature's life reemerge, and it's just so beautiful to witness. And that's when I saw this, that I freaking realized, like, we are the invasive species. And the only nature imbalance was actually created by us. And I think that pretending that there are invasive animal species is just crap. So we pretend that because supposedly there are these invasive animal species, well, presumably it's good for the ecosystem to kill them, and it's just a total hypocrisy because we are the invasive species. We are the ones who disrupted everything, who deforest the whole planet, who pollute the rivers, who build buildings everywhere, and in where forests used to be, we just cover everything. We just layer after layer after layer. We just take possession of everything that comes and on our under our hands. And yeah, that's to the point where we have even caused the sixth mass extinction of wildlife animal species. We are the only cause for this. Just like we are the only cause for the coronavirus. This is on our hands. But of course, we wouldn't use this ecosystem argument to justify killing people to reduce their population, because it's just, it's nonsense, it's immoral. So, you know, sometimes you just have to take some of your arguments and put them in a different context to actually realize how nonsensical they are, how illogical they are. So we should definitely, I think, take this time in isolation and after as well, to reflect upon some of our privileges and why we're really here, to reconsider our mission on this planet, our goals. Like, do we really want to perpetuate a lifestyle that's obviously at the expense of others, but that's also making us suffering more than ever? And because, you know, if you just look back and look right now, so far, all that we seem to create is either wars, pandemics, or enslaving living beings. It just repeats itself. And I think that as long as we don't really shut this vicious circle for good, we will keep on seeing the same awful events. We will keep on seeing the same catastrophes, because that's the result of our actions. That's the result of our deeds, of our wrongs. And if we don't learn soon enough, we will have to face the true price for this. But I think there is some hope. I want to convince myself that there is some hope. I definitely think that we can do better, but only if we're willing to unlearn and relearn. And as long as people keep ignoring the truth, as long as people keep ignoring the facts, we're not improving. We're not going forward. Another thing that struck me in this isolation time is the hate between individuals. And it doesn't even seem to change, even in such crazy times, where I would think, for God's sake, we're on the same level right now. There's no, like it's the only time where there's actually a justice that reaches everyone, whether you're poor or rich, or no matter where you come from, you could catch this virus and you could die from it. And even in those times where we should be supporting each other, people still display a behavior of hate and negativity. And even in the vegan community, I've witnessed lots and lots of hate and such absurd comments, people canceling me out for talking about other diseases who cause a massive amount of deaths as well every year, but that are in fact barely getting any attention. And big part of people also dying from the coronavirus also had poor prior conditions. Some people prior to the virus had heart disease or lung disease and other severe conditions. And these people are, of course, weakened, and they don't have as much of a strong immune system to fight back the virus. And it's the case in Italy. In Italy, a lot of people have died because, I'm not saying because, but a result that has been observed is that a big, big quantity of the people who died from the coronavirus in Italy also had prior conditions. And those prior conditions, like I was explaining, heart diseases and maybe different types of cancers and cardiovascular diseases and lung diseases, some of them could be prevented and reversed. Some could be treated. And what I think a lot of people should take home from this episode is, like, I also explained it on Instagram, but just like, you wouldn't tell someone LGBTQ rights are more or less important than female rights or animal rights. There aren't more or less important causes or injustices. And it's the same with diseases. There aren't more or less important diseases. The main point is that we want to be able to treat these diseases and help the people who have them. We want them to heal and get better so that it doesn't happen again, or so that their immune system is not as much weakened in the face of a virus. So we should be considering all of the different diseases that are present out there. We should try to figure out how to prevent them or reverse them once they're already emerged, before they actually get this people's condition even worse. But yes, and that could be a lot of those prior conditions could be avoided or reversed or prevented if people just stopped eating animals. And please don't get me wrong, I'm not saying a plant-based diet, 100% whole food plant-based diet is a panacea, which means a remedy to everything. I'm not saying it heals everything. I'm just saying it can help to reverse and prevent some diseases. So if we could just start there, that would, I think, bring some big progress. But also what is particularly interesting is that because of the virus and its consequences, such as less air or road and water transports or factories having to shut down, the levels of pollution have dramatically reduced in some areas. And it is definitely a small victory against climate change. But also there are less people in some parts of the world, less people dying of pollution consequences. And there's also less water pollution. In Venice, for example, it has been observed that the water is definitely much cleaner. And finally, the last point I wanted to talk about is basically our relationship to each other. Like I said, I just witnessed so much negativity and people canceling each other out instead of helping each other or making some constructive criticism. So I just wonder, why do people keep showing their worst side especially in such times? Why, when we need each other's positivity and when we most need our support, why do we just show such a negative side from ourselves? And like I said, there is no... we're basically equal at this moment, because we could all potentially catch this virus, and no one is totally immune to it. And yeah, if you treat your friends, parents, or family like shit, and they catch the virus and maybe die from it, you would definitely and most certainly feel like shit after, and feel like an asshole, and you would probably never forgive yourself and be able to go forward in your life, because you would always, like, literally carry this burden on your shoulders. So just show people some basic respect, show some kindness, and offer your support when you can, when you're able to. And I would tell someone, you don't have to be an animal lover to love all animals. Sorry. Just like I would tell someone, you don't have to love all animals to understand that it's wrong to abuse them, to enslave them or kill them. It goes the same for human beings. You don't have to love all people on this planet to understand that it's profoundly wrong to enslave them or abuse them or kill them. And that's why in this situation we shouldn't treat people like less. We should also be in this very situation. I've realized that we definitely have many privileges, and I'm so much grateful for, even though I'm not able to go outside, I'm grateful for having other rights, for example. And we have the right of expression, and thanks to this one, I'm able to give you this content and to share a message. So just take a moment and acknowledge the different rights that you have, and because people fought for them. Also, stop wanting always more and having such high expectations, or envying other people, being jealous of what they have, because I think such vices are actually the roots to many problems that we have in our society. And rather than being be grateful for what you have, and just stop thinking or even just complaining of what you haven't or what you could or should have. Just acknowledge what's here in the present, and also try to stay mindful in these times. Don't take everything for granted, like I said. And very, very important, before sending a message or a comment to someone, please think about what you're going to say. Just ask yourself, how would I react if I received such a message? And is the goal of my message to help this person to be a better person? Is this message constructive, and does it have meaning? Or is it just pure hate, and it's just to criticize someone for the sake of it, because I don't have anything to do, because I'm so bored in this isolating time? Just think about it, and think about how everything you do or say or write could affect someone. And finally, most importantly, please protect yourself, stay safe, protect yourself not only for yourself but also for others, and treat others like you would like to be treated. That's going to be it for this episode. I hope it brought some little pieces of awareness, of respect and compassion, that those little seeds that you can maybe spread around. And yeah, be kind to people, be kind to yourself, and until the next episode, please take care of yourself, and I will see you. Bye.